This is Sorak, and you're listening to the Scarab Swarmcast, hosted by John Manis of the Scarab Gaming Convention, Columbia, South Carolina. That's what you're doing!
The Scarab Swarmcast is recorded, mixed, and produced at Lord Wellington's Beef Trapeze in Columbia, South Carolina. Mostly. Scarab is the South Carolina area role players and board gamers convention held annually in Columbia, South Carolina on MLK weekend for 4 days. The Scarab Swarmcast podcast is hosted by and features many of the Scarab staff and guests. Views and opinions expressed on this show usually come from a random D20 chart or an FAQ found on the web somewhere, and usually don't reflect anything any sane person would or should think. I'm Toast, your kobold announcer. And now, here's your host, John Middles!
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub, you're listening to the Scarab Swarmcast. We're going to be doing kind of a quick recap of some of our experience from Gen Con 2015. I have three of the Scarab Swarm actually here in the room with me right now. I have my wife, Ruby.
Hello.
I have Clayton Harbo.
Yo.
And, of course, myself, John Manis. So what I did was I compiled a series of questions, and I'll read out the question, and then we'll just kind of go around the room and give a little answer to it. Some of the other Swarm are probably going to be sending in some other recordings because this was kind of a short notice, so not everybody could make it here tonight. So as I get in feedback from other people or their recordings, we'll also either magically splice them into this, so it sounds like they're right here in the room with us.
Just like this.
Yo, what up, my glip glops? Oh, man!
Yep. See, wasn't that cool? Thanks for giving this that little word up right there. So let's get right into it, shall we? So the first question, again, this is all related to Gen Con 2015, where quite a few of the Scarab Swarm went. And, of course, a lot of us who went there were going there to do a lot of work for Paizo in the Pathfinder Society Sagamore Ballroom, which was loaded, incredibly loaded. I'm sure I could make up some number about how many people were in there at any given time, and I'd be completely wrong. Do we have any guesses on what that number would be?
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000. That sounds reasonable. Yep, that's what we'll go with. Over 1,000. Thousands of people. Well, maybe not thousands, but...
Well, there were 8 colors and 25 tables for each color and 7 people at max at each table.
And that's not counting the card games or some of
or the
actually
track.
Did. Actually did.
The whites.
I mean, that's including the card game, but that's not... Track. And that's so, including the kids track, but that's not including like the quests.
Or
the 3D goblin attack thing.
So 200 tables at an average, well, if you're actually having society play, it would be 7 people at a table. For the kids track stuff, it's usually 5 at a table.
So at least 1,500 people in there during certain periods of the session.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more during the specials, I'm sure. So let's get into the first question. Since most of the staff, the Scarab staff went, and we all had other jobs to do, what was your job at Gen Con? We'll start with Ruby.
Well, I mustered folks or marshaled folks, got them seated onto tables. I did a lot of like carnival barking before the specials, directing people to the right doors that they had to enter in. I also collected tickets and handed out tokens to each table. I worked the info desk for a little bit. I worked prize station for a little bit. I worked the specials relaying hand signals both Thursday and Friday. This is probably one of the years that I've worked the most as a marshal. Usually you work that first bit, getting people to seats, ticketing, tokening, giving them water, and then you get released for 3 hours and you come back and you do it for the next session, you know. But I was in there pretty steadily every one of the sessions, so...
Clay, what about yourself?
I did the GM thing for 7 straight sessions. I had 5 of my 7 tables make, and so I basically got the afternoon off on Thursday and Friday. But I did run season 7 session, or the scenario number 2, and that was a 3-7. But the name escapes me right now because I don't really want to think about it. No, I'm just kidding. I ran that both Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mornings, and then I ran the special Thursday, ran the special on Friday. Had a good time with all that. I'm looking forward to season 7. Kind of got back into the whole Pathfinder thing within the last few weeks before Gen Con, and now we'll see if it just kind of falters away again or if I can keep it up with season 7. So, other than that, I didn't have any other responsibilities. I didn't get drug into wearing an orange shirt this year. And I kind of miss it, but I don't, so I don't know what to think about that.
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean about that whole miss it, but kind of don't sort of thing. Well, this year, the job that I had to do was pretty much the same thing Ruby did. There were a few variations. I did marshalling for the different sessions, just like Ruby did. I was at the info desk for a good amount of time, but I didn't have to marshal for any of the quests or such, which Ruby did.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I did marshal for the quests.
Right. So that meant we were both out there putting butts in seats, making sure the GMs had water, taking tickets, and giving out tokens to all the GMs.
And taking pictures of my table, unbeknownst to me.
Yes, I did. Many people. I did take lots of pictures and post them out there because, you know, hey, pics or it didn't happen, right? Right.
So, all right. And in line with the things that we did, it isn't necessarily a job, but I'm really, really, I don't know, surprised. We usually take like a regimen of multivitamins and we drink all sorts of vitamin, you know, orange juice and vitamin laden stuff like a week or so before Gen Con. This year we totally flaked on it. And somehow John and I have both managed to have not caught the con crud, having to handle and talk with and be sneezed on and coughed on by all of those people. Mm-hmm. Did not get sick this year. Didn't even come back with a cough or a sneeze. So.
And there was a lot of coughing and sneezing going on.
There was. Absolutely was.
So that is pretty
good. Mary and I came back, you know, a little bit hoarse from talking for 35 hours for the first through the first 3 days, but voices came back pretty quick, but no con crud. So,
and we didn't even do anything special. I think we realized on the day before and we were like, oh crap, so we both took a multivitamin.
Yep. Well, and I'll just assume that one multivitamin is what did it.
Now Mary is on a multivitamin regimen.
Well, that's a little different.
Well, no, but it still means that she's keeping up with it more regularly. I kind of picked up on it a little bit before Gen Con again myself. But it wasn't, I think it was more just the fact that we've gotten used to drinking a lot more water lately, just in the past year, not just in the short term, but over the long term, not as many sodas, more water.
Well, that's
and
true.
So we were already used to drinking a lot of water. We came prepped with our water bottles. We were drinking a lot of water instead of 4 or 5 sodas in the book bag.
Right.
It was the water bottle. And then praying that you get a couple of extra water bottles because I'm sorry. I'm from the Midwest. I love the Midwest. The water sucks. It was horrible tasting even with my filtered water bottle. It just had a flat taste. Is it really?
And then they have to condition the water so much there to take it out that you get these weird flavors.
Well, it was almost like it would hit my tongue and roll off without actually being absorbed.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like that. Well, I mean, the same thing, you know, you wash your hands and you just keep rinsing and rinsing, thinking that soap's going to eventually rinse out.
It's because of how they have to condition the water.
Sure.
They have hard water.
I know. It's
okay.
Yeah, I my taste buds were thankful to be back in South Carolina.
Some people may or may not know, but I grew up in Indiana and Michigan. So, and I still have family that lives in Indiana. So I know exactly what it's like.
Well, I grew up in Kansas. So, but I guess it was a difference in where our water was coming from. If we went down to Great Bend, which is in southwestern Kansas, the water tasted just like it does in Indianapolis. But the way, I guess, just the way way the city water for a larger city in Salina, where I grew up, it had a very different taste than what was in Great Bend. Much better taste than what was in Great Bend. In fact, I would compare it to what the difference was between Columbia and Indianapolis. So.
Okay.
So these nutritional facts have been brought to you by...
Toast.
By Toast. Thanks, Toast.
In a world, wrong advertisement. Are you a VIP GM? Do you believe that you have a game that is so awesome, so outstandingly amazing, or unusual that players will table flip other games just to get to yours? Scarab is now taking applications for GMs who think their games deserve some extra attention. The perks. The VIP GM room is a separate room away from the regular RPG games. There will be less noise and distractions for your game. Limited drinks and snacks will be provided for you and your gamers. Tell us why you and your game should be considered for the VIP GM room treatment. Email all entries to swarmcast@s-c-a-r-a-b.com. Entries must be submitted by October 1st, 2015 to be considered.
So the second question, did you do anything fun at Gen Con? And this could be completely different from the jobs that we just had to do. Ruby, we'll start with you, keeping in rotation.
For the most part, I enjoyed everything I did. I like talking to people and basically bossing people around, telling them where they have to go and making them give me things. But no, I enjoy every year for the last 3 years now. We've met up with some people that we actually met and became friends with on World of Warcraft, Andrew and Nicole. And so we go out every Wednesday night. We go out to dinner with them of Gen Con. It's one of the main times we actually get to physically see each other. Otherwise, we just chit-chat online, even though we don't play WoW. None of us play WoW anymore, World of Warcraft. So that was my fun thing for Gen Con.
Awesome. What about you, Clay?
Well, other than getting a chance to actually play in a high tier scenario with my wife, which was, we both agreed, was a lot of fun. We had a good time on Sunday morning playing one of the season 6 later scenarios, the high tier scenarios. But actually what was probably the coolest was Saturday night. We went over to the Winston Hotel, the whatever it is. It's right next to the Marriott downtown. And okay, we went over there. They had a podcast that was going on when we first got there. I got to listen to some people talk about gaming in movies and movies about games. And we also got to watch a couple of short films that were submitted for the 48 hours of films for Indianapolis. And it was the thriller event. nothing related to the music video. but then the actual reason why we went is because they were showing The Gamers 3 up there. And they actually had two members of Zombie Orpheus Entertainment show up to introduce it. For those people that have actually seen The Gamers 2, two or three, they had the guy that played Cass was there, and then, and I don't remember her name, but it was Lodge's girlfriend slash wife slash baby mama from the third one when they went to Gen Con. So the two of them were there and said a little bit before the movie, and then we watched the movie on a big screen instead of on the little screen on YouTube. So I definitely recommend Gamers. But that was a cool thing that Mary and I got to do, just the two of us. That was outside of the Sagamore.
Very cool. Let's see. So did I do anything fun at Gen Con? Well, I always have fun going to the vendors hall, just seeing all the craziness in there. I was a little disappointed in the severe lack of booth babes this time, though.
I didn't really get a lot of time in the vendors hall, so that's a shame. I didn't get to see booth babes either.
Yeah, most of the time I was in there, I was either waiting in line to get something cool, which I'll cover in just a little bit, or I was in there trying to pick up stuff for Scarab 2016. So there's going to be a whole bunch of cool stuff for that. I also had fun just hanging out with, like Ruby said, people we usually only get to see at Gen Con. We ran into, it's funny because like Wednesday and Thursday night, yeah, we ran into, yeah, Wednesday, before the con even begins, we run into the guys from Firefly.
And White Widow.
And White Widow.
And Paul Dempsey.
And we ran into Paul Dempsey of TV fame. I'm just kidding. He's not on TV. Paul Dempsey of Fans for Christ fame.
And a previous Iron GM
Yes, right.
Winner.
He was a previous Iron GM winner. 2013, I want to say.
Yeah, I think so. Or 14.
We'll go with 13.
Okay.
but yeah, I had a lot of fun hanging out at Champions where we were was drinking with Calvin.
Oh, yeah.
And Ruby eventually joined us, and Sam was there, and then Aaron joined shortly before
we
left.
And that's when we left.
Yeah, Aaron showed up and we're like, we're out of here.
Too much PDA.
No.
No,
it was time.
It was just getting late.
I had to get up in the morning.
It was just getting late. We had to get up early. Mm-hmm. All right, so as a subset of this question, did you get anything cool at Gen Con? Ruby.
I did. From Ninja Division or Soda Pop Miniatures, Super Dungeon Explorer, they announced and put out this little Boo Booty, which is like a mimic treasure chest, a USB drive that actually has an alpha version of a video game based off of their Super Dungeon Explorer game, which is based off of 8-bit video games. Kind of meta-ish there. But
super meta.
I haven't gotten to play it yet. John has, but I haven't. But yeah, I got that USB drive, and I picked up one of the two shirts that I really wanted that they put out, that they released at, I think, Origins. And it's a really cute purple. Purple! It's a color. Not black, not white. Purple. I'm slowly expanding my color choices in clothing. So, and yeah, I think that's it. I'll let John say the other cool thing we picked up, because I'm pretty sure that's what he was going to talk about.
Oh, crap. I hope I choose the right thing. Clay, what about you? Did you get anything cool at Gen Con?
Not really. I came back pretty empty-handed compared to previous years. Usually I try to get a t-shirt, didn't find anything. kind of lost out on the opportunity to do a lot in the dealer's hall on Saturday afternoon because we went to dinner and then came back and realized that the dealer hall closed 4 hours earlier than I expected it to. So by the time we got down there, after playing our session on Sunday, they were out of most of the sizes.
Didn't you pick up some Lego minifigs for him?
I always pick up Lego minifigs. So, yeah, I would say they're cool, but I wouldn't necessarily say I had more stuff than usual. I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want anybody to get any hints
you
on
haven't given
I've
it away?
Given him some. So, he's got the Goblin minifigure that I got at Scotty's on Wednesday. He got a Harry Potter with the Quidditch robes and the broom, and the Ron with a wand, and then I also gave him a Creeper Lego.
Oh yeah,
it was actually a really cool Creeper that. So
and that's from Minecraft.
Okay. Yes,
yay!
Yes.
Ruby got it.
I did. I only remember because I remember vaguely.
She's
somewhere
like,
in
I listen to some
days.
Of your kids talking about stuff.
No, no, he was talking about it in the room. It's one of the times I wasn't like a zombie and asleep.
Speaking of zombies. But the other cool thing we got, for those that don't know, and this is not really any kind of a secret we've been keeping, but Mary and I are expecting a new addition to the swarm in January.
Is it a puppy?
No, and we're also hoping it's not going to be a velociraptor. But we won't find out exactly what it's going to be until next month.
Okay. So it could still be a puppy.
Doubtful.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
I don't have any puppy in my ancestry. But we will find out if it's a boy or girl next month. But we did find a bib at what's the name of that booth?
The bib booth.
it's geek spelled G33K.
Okay.
The pretentious kind of geek.
Well, it's all kid stuff. It's diaper bags. It's bibs and burp cloths and all related to kids. And then they've got a Mother Goose little kids game that's kind of introduced little kids to games. And stuff like that. So the first time we saw him was actually at Conuga 3 years ago, and we always stopped by. We got something for our nephew Brom last year for it. So this year we got a bib for the baby who, until we actually figure out a name for him or her, is going to be referred to as Peanut. We call the baby Peanut for now. But we got Peanut a bib that has a couple little dinosaurs on it. It says, "Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal."
Nice.
So that would probably say that was probably the coolest thing we got.
Well, since you're talking about kids, I'm going to suggest that if you're ever trying to get games for little kids, you might want to look at a company called Haba Games, H-A-B-A.
Mm-hmm.
They make some pretty cool. Yeah, they got a lot of the games have these really big blocks and stuff.
Yeah, I almost wanted to really cool games.
Like Rhino Hero looks like a lot of fun, and so does Dancing Eggs.
We looked at those as some, I still think a possible like something
two or
for 3 year
old type.
Yeah,
games.
for something for nieces and nephews. We got to go. We got to wait another year or two before we can get them those. We did see those up there. We don't want to get something that's going to sit in the closet for 3 years until the baby's old enough to play it.
Yeah. Well, you can play Rhino Hero. I'll play Rhino Hero with you. That sounds
remember
awesome.
That. I will get it next time.
That looks like an awesome game.
Yeah,
that's my way of saying Haba Games. Please contact us. We do have a kids track. It's
we
really
do.
Cool. They would love Dancing Eggs and the thing where you stack the animals on top of the other animals. And they're not listening to this. I don't know why I'm asking them to do this. They should listen to this.
I don't know.
Everybody listens to this, right? So cool.
So, John, so, what did you get that was really cool at Gen Con?
Did I get anything cool at Gen Con?
I think you did.
Yeah, I got some stuff. So every morning, our friends at Greenbrier Games, who have this cool game out, I guess it's out. Yeah, it's out
it's
now,
out.
Called Yashima.
It is
Battle of the, whatever they're called, Masters.
Kami Masters.
The Kami Masters. There's four main characters in it, and so they have four figures for each of the characters. Each morning, as soon as the floodgates opened into the vendor area, they were giving away 200. Each day they were giving away 200 of each of those figures, but it was a different figure each day.
Yeah.
So each morning, except for the first morning,
because
Ruby went the first morning. Each morning, I was up there waiting in the Huddled Masters for those doors to open so I could get in line to get one of these figures. And we have all four of those figures.
Yes. We also kickstarted the game, so it should be arriving any day now.
Yep. Any day is on our doorsteps. And now we have the exclusive Gen Con exclusive figures for Yashima. Those are really cool.
Yep.
So, we got stuff from Paizo, but that's just because, you know,
Paizo.
We worked for Paizo.
Yeah.
And they said, here's some
stuff.
Compensation. So we went to their booth, bought some stuff. It's cool stuff.
Minis, maps.
Oh, we got maps.
Just minis and maps is pretty much what we got. But one thing that I know all three of us here at the table got were some exclusives that Paizo was giving out on, Thursday night and Friday night during those two specials.
Yeah.
So Thursday night, we each got
a fire
beetle.
Yep.
Which if you've ever done summon Monster One, fire beetles on that list. Now you
and
can
that's
go.
Usually
you
what
just
I
need
got.
To go strangle two more people
so,
that got it at Gen Con, so you can actually get all the ones
so that
you're
you can
supposed
have,
to get.
Right, so you can have a D3 of fire beetles. I may have three fire beetles. Okay, so we got fire beetles.
We made them.
And then Friday night, we each got these super cool soldiers who are holding these spiked shields.
Nice.
And those shields are pretty deadly. That's the way we roll with that. Thank you, John Compton.
Carrie.
I mean, John. Thank you, John Carrie. And no thanks to John Compton, that guy.
He just announced everything at the specials.
Yeah.
Well, he is the lead writer for
Paizo. Yeah, yeah.
So you know, he's got his hand in every single
he thinks
book,
he's,
splat book, and scenario.
He thinks he's so big. All right.
No, he's not. He's not that big.
Gee, I sure wish I could play some Pathfinder, but I don't know anybody who plays or runs it.
Wednesday!
Wednesday!
Wednesday! At Firefly Toys and Games in Columbia, South Carolina, Scarab Gaming Convention presents Pathfinder Society Game Night. Play scenarios!
Earn XP!
Crush your enemies! The cost is free!
Free!
Free! Newbies, welcome!
I better write this down. I sure hope that yelling guy tells me when it is again.
Wednesday!
Wednesday!
Wednesday! At Firefly Toys and Games, Columbia, South Carolina. Game start at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Check listings on Firefly's Facebook site for details, or check out the Palmetto Lodge meetup site on meetup.com. Pathfinder Society Game Night. Roll the dice
before they roll you.
Well, I like the sound of that. I'm there.
Speaking of people who might be kind of interesting to meet, this brings us nicely into the third question. Did you meet anybody interesting at Gen Con? Ruby.
Interesting as in famous? No. Interesting to sit around and talk with? Perhaps. I don't know their names. They were other volunteers.
Okay.
I didn't learn their names because they didn't make me mad. I only learned those that I didn't like.
crap. Now that you mention it, there was like at least a couple that was like, you're cool. I like you. I went out of my way to make sure I knew what their name was on the badge. I've completely forgotten it.
Yeah,
but
me too.
They do have some Gen Con 2016 Scarab dice now.
Yeah.
I made sure of that.
So, about the only interesting things were there were three other volunteers that were kind of cool to hang out and talk with and
okay,
whatnot.
I could see that.
Other than that, no, I didn't meet anyone interesting.
All right. What about you, Clay?
Well, I ran into my friends from Michigan that come down. They cosplay, actually, some of their characters in Pathfinder. 2 years ago, I ran Veterans Vault for one of them and then end up playing in Bonekeep 1 with the whole group. Last year, I ran Bonekeep 3 for the whole group, and this year I actually ran the scenario I was running was 6 seconds to midnight. I ran it for two of their group and then played with the same two later on. But I get a chance to run into those guys every Gen Con, and just kind of cool to be able to shake hands and see somebody that you see every single year, even though you're on opposite sides of the country. So that, and then if you want to take the single guys concept of meeting, I passed within 10 feet of Summer Glau going opposite directions on the escalator. So depending on what your definition of meet, and those are air quotes that I'm doing for those in Radioland, meet, there was Summer Glau did not look in our direction as she went up the escalator.
Cool. So, so like a near miss kind of thing there.
It wasn't near. It was just a miss.
It's just near. I had a few of those, too. Let's see. Did I meet anybody interesting at Gen Con? Yes, I met Shane Ivey. I've actually talked with him quite a bit on Facebook and stuff like that. Shane Ivey is with Arc Dream Publishing, who put out such fun games as Kerberos Club and Better Angels and a host of other games that Ruby and I found that we really like. And they're one of our sponsors for Scarab. So
they're also going to be putting out one of your favorites.
And they're also going to be putting out soon. They're going to be putting out re-releasing Puppet Land, which I'm super excited about. So I actually got to talk to Shane about that. He gave me a little inside knowledge on that, which is not going to really do me or anybody any good. But it was cool nonetheless. He said the artwork's coming together pretty nice on that. So that should be cool. I got to meet the guys from Double Exposure, who I am a herald for, even though I'm not certified in any particular games just yet. But I was introduced to them through Shane Ivey, so it was kind of cool actually getting to see them, having only video conferenced with Vinny that one time. And then actually getting to meet him.
Yes, his name was Vinny.
He's from Jersey. I know, mind blown.
I'm sure he probably has a cousin.
Probably, yeah.
Anyways, did you meet?
I ran into some guy named Robin D. Laws from Peregrine Press, and I asked him if Hill Folk was a good game, and he said it was the only game and the best game, which we laughed, and, for those of you who don't know, he's the guy who wrote that game. He's kind of a big deal out there somewhere, I'm sure. That was a joke, too. So, anyways, I also got to meet Tom Vassell of the Dice Tower Network fame. Tom Vassell, who will go on any podcast, but apparently not mine, because I just haven't
asked. Have you asked?
I haven't asked him.
Okay.
But I walked up to him and said, hey, Tom, what's up? And I gave him a D6, and he said, hey, how's it going? It's like, going pretty good. And I was like, hey, you don't know of any good podcasts out there, do you? And he just said, no. So that was pretty fun.
Well, he hadn't heard yours.
That's right. If he had, he would say, that's much better than, he would have said, that's much better than that Rolling Dice and Taking Names game or that our onboard
gaming
with, I'm just kidding. Those guys are good too. Sure they are. Take that, Donald Dennis. So anyway, but as far as I walked by Trace Bulow from Mystery Science Theater 3000 fame.
I was about to ask you, who's that?
So second time I've encountered one of those guys.
That's right. You actually have an autograph from the other one.
Right. At Con Carolinas, I got an autograph with the guy who created Mystery Science Theater 3000, who's Joel Hodgson. Got a picture with him, got a secret handshake, all that stuff. So I got a picture with him and Tom Servo, and I got to see Crow T Robot as I walked by Trace Bulow. So that was kind of cool. Those are my interesting people. And I guess John Compton was there too. We'll say he might have been interesting.
All of the wonders of the sea will be served up hot to me. Baked or broiled or lightly breaded, just a thought makes me lightheaded. There be a smarter sauce than a bowl of tartar sauce. Facebook, and there I go.
question number four. What was your best experience at Gen Con this year? Ruby.
So this one isn't necessarily at Gen Con, but it is related to Gen Con. On the drive back.
Hold on a second. Ruby's about to drop some very important information. So everybody get your pen and paper and get ready to write this stuff down.
On our drive back, we stopped at this little podunk place called Roebuck, South Carolina, because Calvin had gotten hungry, and we just passed Greenville and all of the food places, but we didn't want to eat Burger King or fast food or anything like that. So we finally gave in. We turned off on, I think it was exit 28, Roebuck, South Carolina, off of 26, and we're like, well, there's fried chicken at Bojangles, or there's Burger King, or there's a gas station. We're like, well, let's go ahead and do this Burger King thing then. But then we see this sign, alla puttanesca. It's an Italian pizza, New York style pizza, and subs and salads. And we're like, eh, why not? We like trying the new things. We went in there, and the place looks pretty like a hole in the wall. It was clean, but it wasn't anything fancy. And we sit down and we look at the menu, and it's a big menu. And we're like, prices don't look bad. Everything's about $10. So we order an appetizer, and we order our food, and we get the most amazing food. I'm serious. This food was amazing. But my God, that food. We ordered the three meats, calzone. Half of it is like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just all half this cheesy goodness. Half of it was about the size goodness. Of
a football, right?
Yeah. It's a large portion. Cheese. It had the three different meats in it, which I can't recall right now. And the marinara or the whatever, puttanesca sauce, which we actually found out later. That's what it is. Absolutely amazing. And then we also got the sausage, peppers, and onions hero. That thing was like the size of a football. A fresh loaf of bread cut open, and it was just shoved in there, and the sauce on it again. And it came with fries.
Came with fries, so and it could have not come with fries, yeah. And that would have been perfectly fine.
And we split that. We forced ourselves to eat the whole thing because it was so damn good. We didn't care how miserable we were going to be. And Calvin got another calzone. But oh my God, and the appetizer we got was the fried mozzarella, and it was fresh, real mozzarella, hand breaded, and everything. It wasn't just frozen mozzarella. I want to go back.
And it was really good price.
It was good price. Good yeah, price. For John yep. and I and so for our meal was like $20.
Yep. We'll
and
go. Way more food. That's her
I'll go.
Her best.
I'm a fat guy. I like to eat.
That's her best. We'll go. That's her best Gen Con experience.
The sad part is that now I have to follow that. I can only say one thing in terms of best experience is I got to go with my wife as the first Gen Con as a married couple. It's not our first Gen Con going up here, but it's the first Gen Con as a married couple, and then getting to actually play a scenario, the two of us, just getting to go that's do so everything sweet. Around just the two of us. I would say that was easily my best. So it's not as graphically descriptive, but that was my best experience.
So what was my best experience at Gen Con this year? I'm not going to say alla puttanesca because that's already been said, but that's definitely up there. But for something that actually occurred at Gen Con, I think actually getting to see some of these folks that I've been kind of talking to and or just listening to their different shows or things. So getting to meet Robin Laws was cool. Getting to meet Shane Ivey was really cool because he knew who I was. So that's always yeah. kind of cool. The reactions like Ruby and I would get because of our hats. Because we had these hats that had these magnetic explanation points awesome. And magnetic question marks so we could swap them out.
Well, so you were the people that everybody needed to come to in order to find where to go for their quest.
I know.
That's right. So we had our quest giver and quest turner turning in hats on. So that was pretty cool. So
and then it's somebody amazing. Copied you
well,
coming in.
Not no, really. What's up with that? No,
they not didn't. Really. They had big foam ones on their backpacks. So.
Yep. So our hope is that next year, the folks at Paizo will go. We think all the marshals should have some sort of big heavy duty thing on there. No, it wasn't heavy, but
it's made of foam.
We'll have
I'm
them
gonna,
again.
I'm going to make sure that it. Well, actually, we won't be going to Gen Con next year. Kind of hard to take a 6 month old right. with us, but the next time we do go, I might have to volunteer to do one session of marshalling just so that, you know, I'll get a nice big blue and green diamond that'll just stick on the top of my head.
Oh, so it can be like a sim.
Yeah, because, you know, they tell you where to go anyway, so, you know.
Okay.
We'll I'll give the big mouse to the person up in the HQ booth, and move it to the left, and I go to the left, wow. And move it to the right, and go to the right.
What have we started?
Wow. So in summation, my best experience was being recognized and recognizing people, just in general having a good time with people. Because normally I'm just miserable when I'm around people. But not Jenka.
I sound so materialistic with
that's
food.
That's just because they don't. Nobody truly understands a la Putanesca until they've been there. You can't be told what a la Putanesca is. It's like the Matrix. You have to experience it.
It's amazing.
Give me that red pill.
All right. So that was our best experience. So, what's the inevitable follow-up question? What was your worst experience at Gen Con this year? We'll start with Ruby.
Working all day Friday, working both of the specials, which means standing on your feet on a chair for 5 hours straight to relay signals. Just in general, just being tired, but no, it wasn't really that bad. I did not ache as much as I did that first year that I did the specials. Somehow I managed the first 2 years not to have to work the specials, and I guess it just caught up with me and had to work both of them this year. But I guess that was about it.
Okay. What about you, Clay? What was your worst experience?
Hours and hours, including the 5 hours prior to the Friday night special, prepping and, you know, going through figuring out the spells and making sure I know everybody's special, you know, attacks and, you know, what their strategies are supposed to be for all these different things, and making sure I know how to keep track of all the different bits and pieces of the scenario that a good GM is supposed to, you know, prep for. To have an entire table of level 7 pregens of people that have never played Pathfinder Society before. They were playing Pathfinder, and they were like, no, we don't want to play level 1s. We're going to go level 7s. And they understood some stuff, and one of the players was being tutored on what Pathfinder is. During the special, I had an entire table of level 7 pregens for the Friday night special, and I very nearly killed the party in the first encounter. In fact, the first encounter lasted half of the first scene.
Wow.
So all the prep work for minimal gain. I mean,
the good news is even if you had managed to kill them all off, you still get full credit.
Cool. But
that'll only get you so far.
You know, that's like,
it's not about him, Ruby.
Okay, fine.
That's like driving all the way from Indianapolis to the restaurant you're talking about, and yet they're out of everything made with cheese.
That's absurd. That would never
happen at
any place we ever go to.
Yeah, no, it would never happen at any place we'd ever go to. But that's the equivalent. You get there, and you're thinking, I'm going to have all this Italian, and they have like a couple of fried chickens and some plain toast.
Oh, we got bread nice. Sorry, dude.
No. A couple of fried chickens and toast. Two pieces of dry toast.
Oh, I could have gone to Zaxby's across the street and gotten this.
All right. So what about you, John?
Okay. Let's see. What was my worst experience at Gen Con this year? My worst experience this year was probably the same as my worst experience last year, which all boils down to this. When you're mustering, the players will freaking lie to you. I had this guy. He wanted to play a certain game, but he wanted to play, he wanted to play Core, which if you're not familiar with Pathfinder Society, don't worry about it. Just know that there's two modes, Core mode or Normal mode. And at the higher tier, most people are still just playing Normal mode. But this guy was like, no, I want to be at a Core table. It's like, well, I don't have a Core table, but I have a table full of Normals, and they've only got 4 players, so I can easily put you on that. And he insisted, yeah, I'm okay with that. And I said, well, if you go to normal, you can't go back to core. He said, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'll just play a pregen and apply that credit to a different character, and I'll be willing to play with that. And I kept double checking, you're okay with that? Yeah, I'm okay with that. So I said, fine, here's your table. He didn't go to the table. He went straight up to the HQ desk and complained, I want to be in a core table for this thing. I don't care if there's no players there.
Oh my goodness. Okay. You always get at least one every year.
And remember, that was that session we had all sorts of hoopla up at the front where, yeah, where they were calling the GMs up. And they had like a bunch of GMs. They were trying to figure out what to do with this one guy because he was just... But
I remember that he
ticked off pretty much all of the musters because he would get a different one of us each time, yeah, and he would royally tick that person off till finally they did something. I think Bob at HQ, he finally managed to get him at some table, but we knew who he was, and every time we saw him, we were always like, oh, it's that guy. Don't put him at a good table. See if you can avoid him. So that was my worst experience. Yeah, I'll say that was my worst experience. It wasn't, you know, that person that I was marshaling with who was really annoying. No, it was that guy. That guy.
Okay.
It's my worst experience.
So you think you're a pretty tough GM, but do you think you have what it takes to be the Scarab Iron GM? Well, the Scarab Iron GM contest is coming back again for 2016, brought to you by the Scarab Swarmcast podcast. Hey, you're probably listening to that right now. Scarab Iron GM is a yearly tournament held by the Scarab Gaming Convention that showcases a GM or Game Master's talents and skills at running an RPG of their choice with only an hour to prepare their adventure. They'll be judged by the players on creativity, the use of their randomly assigned game elements, and knowledge of their gaming system. The winner will then get to hold the title of Scarab Iron GM for that year and all the bragging rights that come with it. For more information about the Scarab Iron GM, you can find it on Scarab's website at s-c-a-r-a-b.com or on the Scarab Swarmcast site at johnman.podbean.com. To enter as a GM, you'll need to submit your desire to participate along with which game system you want to run to swarmcast at s-c-a-r-a-b.com. Space is limited.
But you know, we can't have all of these things without having learned something and coming through it a little bit better for worse. So this is one of those. So this next question is kind of one of those where you'd be sitting there in front of a nice fireplace with a brandy or a cognac, just kind of reflectively gazing in there and going, well, what have we learned here? So, Ruby, what did you learn for this year that you could take with you to next year's Gen Con or any con for that matter?
If possible, don't work 3 solid marshalling shifts in one day.
That's a very good thing to have learned. What about you, Clay?
No, that is what I learned, and that is what I will
see,
carry
See, I think the people
forward.
That were really smart were Brian and Amy. They flew up.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And
we,
you know
we
what?
Need to do this.
I will drive myself and my wife and my kid.
See,
we will drive.
Buses have bathrooms in the back.
That's why I'm saying next year, or whatever year, we need to do a Kickstarter. Send Scarab to fill in the blank con. Which could just be whatever we need to cover the cost for said tour bus or whatever.
Charter bus, whatever.
Yeah, that's anyway. What it is. We just kickstart that.
So,
Because I just want to do a kickstart. And one stretch goals will be Dell showing up at Scarab, bring a diaper and a cape. Hey! So, what did I learn for next year at Gen Con? I learned 2 very important things. One, it's always good to travel with good company.
Yes.
Which I think I really learned that last year, but...
Okay,
2 things. Always travel with good company, make sure you have plenty of room in the vehicle. Last year it was just good company and not quite plenty of room in the vehicle.
That wasn't our fault last year.
No, it wasn't. It was totally the van's fault. But anyway, the other thing I learned is sometimes just grabbing a handful of random 50-cent mystery CDs from Second and Charles to listen on the way there is not always a good thing, but it's still quite an adventure. I think we'll carry that tradition into next year, too.
I like that tradition. We ended up getting like 6 random CDs for 50 cents.
Between Ruby, myself, and Calvin, we grabbed a bunch of those random 50-cent CDs from Second and Charles, and we're like, I don't know what this is. It looks like a pretty cool cover.
There's only one that was so bad that we took it out. Mm-hmm. Other than that, let them cycle.
We were riding behind the van. We'd only been, we had stopped for gas, and we were only about 10 minutes up the road from where we'd stopped for gas. And all of a sudden, Dell pulls off into the, off on an exit immediately. And we're like, wait a second, we've only been on the road for 10 minutes. He goes all the way up in the exit, all the way into the gas station parking lot. So I'm thinking, and he doesn't show any signs of actually getting out. So I pull around the van so that I can put the two driver's side doors facing each other. As I'm circling around, he gets out and starts walking around the van following me because he finally gets up to the window of the truck and says, hey, in the console up there, there's a couple of CDs. If I have to listen to Tanya Tucker one more time, I threw it out the window about a mile and a half back. I mean, he literally flung the CD because he'd already listened to it seven straight times because everybody else in the van was asleep, or at least trying to be asleep. And he was so, you know, that was the only thing he was listening to.
Wow.
And he flung it. And we thankfully it didn't hit us, even though we were behind him. But it was just kind of funny. The 10 minutes, and he's right off the, and grabbed like four CDs out of the console of his truck, so he had something else to listen to. I was very tempted to say, dude, have you ever heard of Pandora?
So that's another fun story that Dell will have to share about Gen Con. To add to his repertoire.
Did he have any pranks this year?
I don't know.
There's a vague one on Emma that isn't really going over.
That's not really.
No, I mean, because I actually ran into Thurston. Can't remember his last name for Paizo, the one that wrote the special 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ran into him at the Paizo booth. He looked at me like, who are you?
Well, of course he did.
Well, I mean, he and I actually ran the beginner box 2 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
During the fiasco that
you
was...
You guys were in the trenches for that.
Well, everybody...
When it was in a different room.
Man. Everybody had prepped the Pathfinder room, but nobody had a clue of what that needed to be done in the other room, and so I came up with a marshalling plan for that room.
All right.
Well, Burn it all to the ground.
And which brings us to the end of this, hey, what happened at Gen Con 2015 with the Scarab Swarm. Thank you, Ruby and Clay, for being here.
You're welcome.
To talk with me, John, about some of our experience with 2015 Gen Con.
Music on the Scarab Swarmcast is by iFight Dragons at iFightDragons.com, MC Lars at MCLars.com, and Midnight Syndicate at MidnightSyndicate.com.
That's it. That's the end of this episode of the Scarab Swarmcast. If you liked this, or even if you didn't, feel free to send us an email at swarmcast@scarab.com. That's S-C-A-R-A-B. Lots of little dashes in there. Or you can leave us a message on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. If you want us to read any of your comments on the show, let us know. Hey, subscribe to our show. Check out the show on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Or you can grab that RSS feed from our website. You can get our website off of Facebook or off of Scarab's website. Ah, it's all a bunch of internet flibbity-jibbity. So, until next time, when you think of Scarab's Wormcast, think of this podcast. And when you think of Toast, think of me!
Sarah, I know it's been a long time. I heard that you got married. I heard you're doing fine. I heard you bought a house that you're happy and in love. I heard you got your PhD. I heard you had a son. Time flies, girl. How's your brother? How's Seattle? How's your dad? How's your mother? I know I missed you when I last came to town. You dropped off my guitar and then you had to bounce. So many memories in that beat-up case. Big Sur, Idaho, Tahoe, and the Bay. And it was hard, our college changed it all. Thought we'd always be together, but life had proved us wrong. Prom night, you look so young in those photos. When I picked you up in my parents' red Volvo, I wish you nothing but the best, you deserve it. That mean song I wrote, well, I wish you'd never heard it.
The world is not good.
I found the Triforce and I'll always let it guide me.
The world is not good.
I've got the pieces and they've always been inside me.
The world is not good.
I know it's been a while and we rarely speak. I'm letting go these days, guess I found the link.
Hey Mary,
How's everything in Hyrule? Hard to believe, I've known you since high school. Remember how we met at that Far Side show? One kiss, that was it, thought I'd never let you go. In the mountains we kicked it, so spiritual. You always brought the fire when we freestyled lyrical. Those nights down in Oakland by Lake Merritt were the best. Comic-Con, Amsterdam, South by Southwest. Some nights you made me happy, some nights you made me lazy. Some nights you made me jealous, some nights you made me crazy. Some nights you made me laugh, some nights we just relaxed. You made that food delicious, I'll admit you made me fat. So I had to move on, found support online. I threw away the tools that had kept you in my life. Found freedom at last when I realized that this ocarina of time had kept me stuck in the past. I found the Triforce and I'll always let it guide me. I've got the pieces and they've always been inside me. No longer will I let you consume or define me. I had to let you go and leave that dark world behind me. Dear Andrew, how you been, dude? What's new? It's been a minute since I last checked in with you. I know it's hard watching mom and dad get older, but realize that they're proud of their little rapper soldier. Wish that you could give them grandkids pretty soon, but your schedule on the road doesn't leave a lot of room. Plus it's master of the suitcase, master of the sublet. It's not honestly ready to be a dad yet. Wish you had a real place to keep all your stuff, cause these storage locker bills, they keep piling up. You hope you're just not alone forever, and that your Uncle Joel somehow gets better. Losing touch with friends cause you're always on the go, fighting with your girl out in London on the phone. Ignore the surface and the shadow, she'll be fine, dude. You've got your music and amazing fans behind you. I found the Triforce and I'll always let it guide me. I've got the pieces and they've always been inside me. You're talking negative but I can't even hear you. I'm watching Yeti beat my dust in the rear view.
MC Lars!